This is Our Given Purpose, the podcast, season 3. Streaming on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. You're listening to Elements of Anger, The Influence and the Result, Part 1. Hello, people of purpose, and thank you for entering this space. If you are new here, welcome. I am Tori, your host and founder of Our Given Purpose, a ministry and trademarked business. Today, we are wrapping up this 12-week session focused on anger. I invite you to visit our virtual home at www.ourgivenpurpose.com, which is listed in the show notes. Spend a few moments clicking around. Go ahead and open the cabinets and check inside the refrigerator. But honestly, we want you to feel at home as you study God's Word, journal your thoughts, and cultivate an intimate relationship with Christ our Lord. Please share Our Given Purpose, the website and podcast, with your friends and family. Invite them all over. This is Our Given Purpose, and we start the journey addressing our shortcomings and leaning on one another for support, prayer, and fellowship. Connect with us on social media and let others know where to find us by reposting, tweeting, commenting, or virtual stories. Use the hashtag OurGivenPurpose so we can see the things you liked most. God's light is shining on the path of Our Given Purpose. If you can, gather your Bible, notebooks, favorite beverages, because we are in week 12 of this 12-week session dealing with anger. Let's begin by reading James chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. James chapter 1, verses 19 through 21, English Standard Version. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your Holy Spirit that helps us in our weakness. We don't always know what to pray for, but your Holy Spirit intercedes on our behalf. Your grace is all we need. We know we can do everything through you who gives us strength. Help us face our problems, inaccurate thinking, and replace it with your wisdom. We ask that you help us be kind toward one another. Lord, we worship and adore you. Thank you for your everlasting presence and peace. You are our all in all. In your name I pray, amen. It's almost hard to believe, but for the last 11 weeks, we have used James chapter 1, verses 19 through 21 to frame various conversations and discussions. We have referred to this passage to address anger, how anger makes us behave, speak, and feel. As we close out this session, I want to unpack more of this passage of James chapter 1 by discussing influences and results. Theoretically, we live influenced by the good we see and apply biblical principles daily, moment by moment. It's magnetic, or magnetism, which has the ability to entertain and captivate us. Our minds are wondrous things. They are powerful. If we are honest, we can talk ourselves in or out of a multitude of ideas repeatedly. I want you to pause briefly and consider all the things your brain does without you thinking about it. Let's move into James 1:19. If you can, open your Bibles so these words are in front of you as well. James 1:19 in the English Standard Version says, "Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger." James, the half-brother of Christ, a servant of our Lord and Savior, is asking us to understand, to grasp spiritual truth, and consistently be aware of the bridge between mental knowledge and spiritual seeing. James is asking us to comprehend. We see how something works, and now we are not confused by it. James, the half-brother of Christ, addressed the audience as beloved brothers. A brother is a member of the same religious community, a fellow Christian. We are all brothers and sisters in the body, the community of Christ. James is addressing us as well. That simple opening, know this, highlight it. It has a weight to it, not the heaviness of a burden, but a spiritual seed planted firmly in the heart of our mind. What we know, mentally grasp, develops our spiritual intellect. Who is influencing your attitude? What do you know about yourself? Anger can inform us in ways nothing else can. It starts with a simple question, a tiny spark triggered by a phrase or event that spirals us down the rabbit hole of time. Anger can transport us to the past. Yes. See, what I learned to ask my anger was, why now? What does it mean to be influenced? Influence is the capacity to have an effect on the character, development, or behavior of someone or something. Power, leadership, authority. James 1:19 leads us to become spiritually mature by controlling our mind, being quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. We are to deliberate, not rush, but still move forward after considering all the facts. I have some facts about how emotions cause irrational behavior. I have several examples of regrets I wish not to repeat in this life. I reflect more often, and it became easier to slow down because I saw the patterns, and they are different from routines. My anger liked to be suspicious, which caused me to waste time chasing wild conspiracy theories instead of focusing on the work I was assigned. That was its mode of operation. Now, accepting that truth didn't make it stop. No. Mm-mm. However, I did get tired of the same result, the same feeling. Anger influenced me to behave negatively, cast judgment, and be continuously irritated. Irate, y'all. Irate. But asking myself questions helped me turn my focus back to God. It calmed my spirit, helped me to gain clarity by organizing my thoughts and develop a strategy to move forward. Clarity meant that I understand God's will. Organize. I understand I need an accepting attitude towards God's will. Strategy. I understand that changing my behavior will help me obey God's will. All of that circles back to those two words, know this. Hey, Purposeful Family, thank you for doing your work. I hope you are taking notes and will come back to this episode as you do your individual study. Please share this with a friend directly from the app you're currently listening on. Technology makes it so easy to spread the word. Let this be part of your challenge to others. Hashtag our given purpose. What does it mean to you? Special announcement. Our given purpose will resume new episodes on Tuesday, May 5th, 2020. Wait, what? Yes, the finale of season 3 will air on March 31st and features a special collaboration episode that you won't want to miss. And then, guess what? While we are gone, you will have the opportunity to catch up on all the Elements of Anger devotionals and reflect. Thank God for the positive changes you've made and ask Him to help you overcome any hindrances. Now, we won't go off the air completely, but we'll bring back some purposeful favorites out of the vaults. Those episodes will still air on Tuesdays and Thursdays throughout the month of April and be labeled as Best Of. When we return in May, we will focus on arrogance and pride. Expect to hear more audio dramas with Ruby and Onyx. Expect collaborations, interviews from across the globe, and so much more. Stay tuned and make sure you're subscribed on the podcasting platform of your choice. Refresh your beverage and keep your notebook and Bibles handy. And let's turn our attention back to Elements of Anger, the Influence and the Result, Part 1, on Our Given Purpose, the podcast. Okay, Purposeful Family, we are about to dig deeper. Grab those pens and highlighters if you can, and make sure your notebook, you got a clean page, and let's dig in. Are you ready? Okay. We are going to break down almost word for word James 1:19. Okay, you ready? Know this. Be aware. Consider. Appreciate. Grasp the spiritual truth from a physical level. Oh, let me say that again. Grasp the spiritual truth from a physical level. Comprehend the constant bridge between mentally observing and spiritual discernment. We're going to move on down. My beloved brothers. Who are they? They are divinely loved members of the same community, fellow Christians, brethren. This is James, a servant of Christ, speaking to us as well. What does he tell us to do? To be quick, swift, without unnecessary delay, immediately listen, to comprehend by hearing, to hear God's voice, which prompts us to act within the faith and knowledge we have received while depending on His Holy Spirit for guidance and direction. We can follow the influence of our Heavenly Father as we react to the past, present, and future events. How do we hear God's voice? How do we know God is speaking to us? That is the relationship we must seek after so we can discern His voice above this world. The mind is full of wicked paths and persuasive ideas that will cause us to hastily sin. In order to track those behaviors, those thoughts, we must write them down. We have to know how often we travel the road of self-sabotage and self-destruction. I want to insert this thought to you before we go into our journal prompts. The word every, E-V-E-R-Y, every. Let every man, every means each part of the totality. We are included in this every. Now, what if every person as an individual behaved in the manner that James was teaching? Being quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Let that sink in for a moment. What a different place this would be, as well as our experience here, right? Let's prepare to think about what our thoughts are saying, shall we? As usual, these are yes or no, true or false statements for you to consider as you reflect. For your convenience, they will be listed in the show notes. Yes or no. I only surround myself with people who agree with me. Yes or no. My social media platforms are full of positive influences that push me to think more about others. Yes or no. If something disturbs me while I'm studying the Bible, I pray for clarity so I can understand it. Yes or no. I welcome challenges when it comes to my reasoning. Yes or no. I settle for an agreement to avoid conflict about my faith? Yes or no? I speak before I think of the consequences of my words. Yes or no? I have true faith and therefore keep the law of love. Yes or no? When confronted by the opposition, I display a calm demeanor. Yes or no? I believe my words don't matter on social media and I can write anything I want. Yes or no? Watching or listening to naughty or mischievous content does not affect my mood, behavior, or thoughts. As always, these questions are designed to help us think deeper, to explore our patterns and behaviors in this world, and expose inaccuracy or sins we are habitually committing. We will know that we are following God's example for our life when our internal faith is displayed externally through a transformed life. Are we influenced to slow down? If so, how do you practice it? It may mean changing our circle of friends in this life, as well as virtually. Our virtual community makes up a section of our mindset. The way we function behind our screens will play a role in real life. There are several practical modifications or corrections we can make when it comes to our day-to-day routines. We have a choice, and James has requested, urged, and welcome us to deliberately consider all the facts before responding. Listen, hear what your life, your spiritual journey is telling you. Do you have joy? Are you stressed, discouraged, overwhelmed? If so, I want to tell you that there is hope in Christ Jesus, and He is waiting for you to release all your burdens and accept His grace and mercy. He wants us to love Him. He already loves us and grants us mercy each and every day. Consider how you are walking, whether you're a seasoned Christian, a babe in Christ, or someone who isn't sure where to turn. God is here, and He is real. Let His genuine wisdom, truth, and agape love find its way into your heart, mind, and spirit. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank You for Your holy word. We thank You for rest and strength for our families, our ministries, our wisdom. Thank You, Father, for helping us obediently follow Your word. Thank You for Your comfort, peace, and Your patience. Your grace is enough. In Your name I pray. Amen. You've just listened to Elements of Anger, The Influence and the Result, Part 1, Season 3, Episode 23. This year, our given purpose is focused on dealing with the root of our anger, arrogance, pride, and fear. I pray you will share this story on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter as a post or story. Let others know you enjoy listening by leaving a review or rating via your favorite podcasting app. By doing so, you help someone else connect to this ministry. We invite you to visit our virtual home at www.ourgivenpurpose.com. Download devotionals, Bible studies, view past and present content. We ask that you also share this by pinning on Pinterest, tweeting on Twitter, or posting to the gram or the book. Feel free to contact me, Tori, at ourgivenpurpose.com. Tune into tomorrow's episode of Talking on Purpose with Tori, the internet show, available on YouTube, Facebook Watch, and IGTV, live at noon Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to check the show notes for all the links. This is Tori of Our Given Purpose.